Mix Show Madness. I'm in my crates. Turn me up. Know who I be.
DJ Rampage.
Productions
will always get paid.
Boogie Down Productions.
Boogie Down Productions.
We'll take the wackest song and make it better. Remember to let us into your skin, cause then you'll begin to master rhyming.
Criminal minded, you've been blinded. Looking for a style like mine, you can't find it. They are the audience, I am the lyricist. Sometimes the suckers on the side gotta hear this page of rage, and I'm not in a cage. Free as a bird to fly about on stage. Ain't here for no frontin', just to say a little something. Your suckers don't like me cause you're all about nothing. However, I'm really fascinating to the letter. My all around performance gets better and better. My English grammar comes down like a hammer. You need style, I need to pull your file. I don't beg favors, you're kissing other people's. I write and produce myself just as fast. Keep my hair like this. Got no time for Jerry curls. Attracting only women. Got no time for little girls.
Cause girls look so good, but their brain is not ready. I don't know. I'd rather talk to a woman, cause her mind is so steady. So here we go.
I'm not a musical maniac, a B-boy fanatic. I simply made use of what was upstairs in the attic.
Back on Last Day Radio Network. Sirius XM 141, HUR Voices. Sports talk and entertainment excellence. I have a very unpopular take on Aaron Rodgers going to the Pittsburgh Steelers. I actually think that from a football perspective, this is a really good move. Aaron Rodgers, obviously at 41 years old, not what he used to be. Really doesn't have the mobility post the Achilles injury and subsequent surgery. But first and foremost, everyone that goes to the Jets fails. The Jets, and I love talking on this show about the parallels between business. So the things that you see in your life, at your job, at your business, wherever you work, whatever you do for a living. I love talking about the parallels between actual real life and sports, because sports is art that frequently imitates life. We've all worked for a company that was an absolute dumpster fire at some point in our careers. The CEO sucked and was an egomaniac. You had a toxic culture. You worked with bullies. You worked with a bunch of, I love using this word, a bunch of asshats. People that thought that they were smarter than they were. There were a lot of frauds. There was a lot of imposter syndrome. A lot of people actually looked in the mirror and they saw something that truly did not exist. And when you work for a company that's just a trash organization from top to bottom, if you're an individual such as myself that prides themselves in their work and wants to bring the best that they can to the table, and you come in with enthusiasm and gusto and moxie and all of those things, after about 6 months, a year, you're at a bad company. You just get to the point where you're punching the clock. They call it quiet quitting. And if you're Aaron Rodgers or anyone that goes to the Jets, that's just a bad organization. They've had bad coaches. They have a bad owner. They've had bad GMs. They're just not a good organization. When Rex Ryan was there, at least they had an identity back in the day. Rex Ryan was like, we're going to beat you 17 to 13 every week. We're going to have bad quarterback play and run the ball 45 times a game, but we're going to win with defense. At least the Jets had an identity then. They were not close to winning a Super Bowl or competing for a Super Bowl, but they had an identity. But in recent years, that's why they have the longest playoff drought in the NFL. I think one of the longest in American professional sports, because they're just a poorly run organization. And so Aaron Rodgers at 39 can't save them. If Patrick Mahomes had gone to the New York Jets, he would not be in the league right now. If Lamar Jackson had been drafted by the New York Jets, Josh Allen, if these guys had gone to the Jets, they would barely be in the league, if not out of the league. On ESPN, sit next to Dan Orlovsky. Because you cannot, it is a PSA in your personal career again, you cannot outwork a toxic culture. That matter if you can show up at 3 a.m, be the first person in, the last person to leave, you will not outwork a toxic culture. You're going to burn yourself out. Steelers are not the Jets. And we'll see. Aaron Rodgers played well last year at the back end of the year. And I know that they had nothing to play for, but anybody coming off an Achilles, you're not going to be fantastic the first 3-4 months. I tore my Achilles 9-10 years ago. Never was the same. I mean, I'm not a superhuman athlete like Aaron Rodgers, but Aaron Rodgers is in his 40s. I think this is a good move for Mike Tomlin and company. I think that they will win 10 or 11 games. I think that they'll be competitive in the playoffs. And I think that it will at very least help Mike Tomlin to look good for his next gig, because he's in an Andy Reid, Tony Dungy situation where he's been with the team. He's been successful. Now, he won a Super Bowl. Andy Reid and Tony Dungy didn't win Super Bowls. But after 10 years, 15 years, almost 20 years, there's so many rah-rah speeches that you can give to the team. You only have so much equity in any executive leadership position. It's not your team. You don't own the team. You're not there indefinitely. You're not there forever. Any CEO, any pastor, I've seen a lot of people with Joy Reid angry that MSNBC got rid of her. And people are making it racial. It might be racial, but it's not her show. She doesn't own the studios at MSNBC. I mean, they hire her to do a job. If the ratings are up, she keeps her job. If the ratings are not up, she doesn't keep her job. And my understanding is that she's expanding her podcast. And Joy Reid is a cult figure, an underground hero. She's going to be fantastic on her podcast. She's going to make more money podcasting than she would on MSNBC. But you don't get to stay forever. I think that Mike Tomlin, he could go and coach anywhere else in the NFL. If he were to lose his job or to walk away or have mutual parting of the ways with the Steelers, he would be unemployed for about 30 minutes. And he would have the pick of the litter of any job he wanted in the NFL or in college. So that's my take on Aaron Rodgers. Now, I think that Aaron Rodgers is kind of a douche. Historically, I don't know if he's the type of guy that I want in my culture. I don't know if he's the personality. He seems to undermine coaches. He doesn't seem to like authority. He's very out of pocket in the discussions he has with Pat McAfee. He's an anti-vaxxer. He gets into all of that other stuff that's borderline. I don't believe that healthcare is political, but people have made it into political theater. He gets into all of that stuff. You know, he does the ayahuasca, the projectile vomiting, all of those things. But it seems, I think that Tomlin is a coach. He's not going to go sideways with Mike Tomlin. Omar Epps from Juice ain't having it. That's Mike Tomlin's twin. He's not having that. So I think that Mike Tomlin, there's a level of respect. They're both Super Bowl champions. Mike Tomlin is a hell of a coach. An NFL institution. A fantastic man of character that's not going to take the BS, that's not going to take the subtweeting, the passive aggressive behavior. I think it's a good match. Now, like I said, they're not going to win a Super Bowl, but it's an upgrade from Russell Wilson. And I don't care what people think. I know that there are reports coming out that Aaron Rodgers wasn't their first or second choice. Aaron Rodgers is better than Justin Fields. And I'm a Justin Fields fan. I'm an Ohio State guy. He's a better quarterback, even at 41 on a bum leg, than Justin Fields. So I'm curious to see how the season will go. But I think that that's a good move. I think that they're setting themselves up to be very competitive. But ultimately, for the Steelers to get to where they want to go, they're going to have a bad season, bottom out, get a top pick, and build around one of these quarterbacks, Drew Aller, Arch Manning, one of these type of guys. Paragon 7 Studios.
You are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
Paragon 7 Studios.
You're going to pay taxes on that money. So I think what's going to blow this up is 3-4 years in, somebody's going to get a couple of M's under the table in NIL, and the IRS is going to absolutely fillet them. And if they don't go to the NFL and can't make up that money, either you're going to be a rookie in the NFL or a second year in the NFL, and the IRS is going to be garnishing that arse, or you're going to go to jail.
Rampage, the first lieutenant of the Universal Flipmo Squad.
You're going to be suiting up for Oz. With Rick Fox and the guy in the wheelchair with the dreads. I can't remember his name. It was on The Best Man. You're going to be in Oz with Adam Beasy.
You are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
We began searching for ways to not only feed, not only bridge the access to food, but how can we fight disease? Quite naturally, that required, it was a must, that we figure out how to get fresh produce, crisp greens, leafy greens, and fruits and herbs and vegetables directly to the front door of those families that needed it the most. And so we finally come out with a solution, and we call that Full Cart Fresh. We have teamed up with some of the greatest people in America, our American farmers, and through working with a collaborative of farmers across multiple states, we have created Full Cart Fresh. So imagine this, you're at a farm, the produce is picked and prepared, and it's boxed in a Full Cart Fresh box at the farm. And then through our shipping and logistics program, we ship directly from the farm, directly to the front door of the most vulnerable families in America. We have got families and seniors and children around the country who are hungry, and as well as hungry, are really managing and coping with serious illnesses and diseases. So come along, help us. Help feeding children everywhere through our Full Cart program and the launch of our new Full Cart Fresh. Help those families in need.
He's the paragon of sports talk excellence, the Heisenberg of broadcast radio, the Wolf of Wall Street. You are listening to James Lewis III, host of the Lance J Radio Network. James Lewis.
Well, if I have to teach you how to be a reporter, Ollie, I'll do that later.
Oh, why don't you do that later, Jim? I think the lady expressed herself, and you're not here, you're there. Is there any question you'd like me to ask her?
No, I'll give you lessons on how to become a reporter later.
I'll give you some lessons on how to be an editor, because I was your boss once.
Rampage, the first lieutenant of the Universal Flipmo Squad.
You were, and are no longer. How did that happen?
You are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here, early. Right now at Wayfair, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, holiday decor, and way more. Now is the time to score big, from seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, with Wayfair, enjoy fast and easy shipping, with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.